Football trainer Karel Brückner turns 70 next year, and when he stepped down as Czech national team coach after this summer's European Championship, he said he was looking forward to retirement. So many were extremely surprised when it was announced on Friday that Brückner was taking over as manager of Austria, who he hopes to lead to the next World Cup. On Monday, he appeared at his first press conference in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Jan Wellinger reports.
As a coach, Karel Brückner has always been highly respected, and for good reason. A high level of professionalism and success. Prior to his seven-year run with the national squad, Brückner coached the Czech under-21s to the European Championship finals. He didn't do so badly with the national team either. His lineup for Euro 2004, featuring players like Karel Poborský and Pavel Nedvěd, played some of the best football of the championship. But at this year's Euro, things didn't go quite as well, and after the Czechs' exit, it was thought Mr. Brückner would retire from the world of football completely. What a difference a month or so makes. It was a rejuvenated Brückner, full of elan, who appeared before journalists in Vienna on Monday. A little earlier, I spoke to the Austrian national team spokesman, Peter Klingelmiller, and asked him to describe the reactions and mood.
We are very proud that a legend like Karel Brückner is our new national coach, and I already talked to a lot of players from our team, the skipper Andreas Ivančić, and two or three other players, and everyone said the same, that they are looking forward to work with an expert like Karel Brückner, and that they, all of them are very proud that they have the chance to work with such a great coach in the future. I talked to a lot of Austrian journalists after the press conference. A lot of them were deeply impressed because he knows already a very, very lot of the Austrian football and has good plans, and everyone is looking forward to how Mr. Brückner will work the next months or years.
It is expected that Mr. Brückner will do his best for Austria to qualify for the World Cup in South Africa. But there's no question that the team faces a tough group, including France and Romania. On the plus side, Brückner's German is reportedly good, easing communication, and the coach is decidedly confident. Meanwhile, many Czechs will be wondering whether Austria will have a chance to play against the Czech Republic, now coached by Brückner's former assistant Petr Rada, at least in a friendly. Austrian team spokesman Peter Klingelmiller says there's no reason why not.
Against Czech Republic is a game which has been played very often. There are very good relationships between the federations of Austria and Czech Republic, and so maybe we will see in 2008 and 2009 there are two or three dates which are free for friendlies, and we will see.
Thanks for that report, Jan Wellinger. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague with myself, Ian Willoughby.